He realized that the bushwhacker would have to come down the hill a few more yards to get a clear shot. A small scrub cedar tree was just a few feet away on the edge of the arroyo, and the tree would provide some cover from gunfire. But Will was only about 3 feet from the edge of the arroyo, and he could easily roll over the edge and slide down into the sandy creek bed below and be out of the bushwhacker's gun sights. He lay perfectly still, listening intently, waiting for the bushwhacker to come closer to get an easier shot. Then Will heard the sound that he was waiting for, the click of the hammer being drawn back on the bushwhacker's Winchester. Will counted slowly. 1, 2, and then he violently threw the blanket skyward as he rolled toward the edge of the arroyo. As he rolled, his right arm cleared his body. He thumbed back the hammer of his Colt 45 and fired once in the general direction of the bushwhacker. His Colt spit fire and lead came out of its barrel and was answered almost immediately by the sharp crack of the bushwhacker's Winchester. Will was over the side of the arroyo and sliding toward the creek bed when the 30-30 slug ripped through the air above his head and tore into the brush on the other side of the arroyo. The bushwhacker's shot had been both high and to the right. Will knew that he had not hit the bushwhacker. He had heard his pistol shot hit the dirt and then slam into the hill behind the bushwhacker.